tuned up, and rolling. It's the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
And joined in studio with Mohammed Mahmoud and Marcus Shapiro of Central Arizona Project Canal. And I was joking about super cooling. That's a game we play with our homes to save electricity. And that's what that extra storage does for you at the other side of the buckskin, that deep area of the storage, so you don't have to constantly turn on a 66,000 horsepower pump.
Exactly. We're constantly optimizing every day to see how we can use the least amount of energy and get them and most economically to get the biggest bang for our buck.
So moving through the system, what's the next significant point?
So like we were just kind of talking about a little bit, in 1985, the first deliveries were made to the Harquahala Valley, and that was for irrigation use. And that was just because they were kind of first in line in terms of building that canal from west to east. And then after that, the system was built in different reaches. Construction began in the 70s, but went all the way into the early 90s. And so as more sections of canal or reaches of canal were built, then more deliveries were made eventually to municipal customers and others as well. In 1994, the new Waddell Dam was finished and completed, and that allowed us to use Lake Pleasant as a storage reservoir, which also plays into how we use power. It allows us to pump and fill Lake Pleasant during the fall and winter months.
Off-peak.
Off-peak, exactly. And then once the reservoir gets full, we'll wait and release that to meet deliveries, which are primarily downstream of Lake Pleasant during the high demand months, the summer months, and then draw the lake down. And that allows us also then to use less energy to move the water from the west. We're still using some, but we can go into a half plant outage out west and do some of our maintenance even during the highest demand times of the year.
Now, Lake Pleasant is built on the Agua Fria.
Correct.
Y'all, the engineer spent a significant amount of time making sure storm runoff didn't end up in the canal, but the one exception is the Agua Fria that flows into Pleasant. Is there any significance to the amount of water that flows in there that relates to the water, you know, that we're pumping out of the Colorado, or is that offset so insignificant it's not really worth considering?
Yeah, the runoff from the Agua Fria is pretty flashy. Some years you can get real big storm events that will run quite a bit, in excess of 100,000 acre feet in a year. And then there's other years where there's only 5,000 or 6,000 acre feet that come in off the Agua Fria. So in terms of the total storage in Lake Pleasant, which maxes out at just over 800,000 acre feet, it's a pretty minimal amount. So, but it is interesting to watch. And when the lake's getting full, especially in the spring months, when we get a runoff event, we're watching pretty closely because we are responsible for the flood operations there. And we don't want, our goal is not to spill any water. We've spent money pumping it in there. We don't want to just let it right back out. And also for the protection of anyone downstream on the Agua Fria, making sure that we're responsible in managing the Lake Pleasant operations.
Now, when you drive south of the dam on Carefree Highway, there's two canals you pass. One CAP, and that's always full of water. Then there's, like, I think it's called the Beardsley Canal, that sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Is that something y'all manage as well that works with that overflow?
We don't directly manage the Beardsley Canal. That's actually the Maricopa Water District. But we do coordinate with them quite a bit. So because the original Waddell Dam was actually damming the river, and that was storage for the Maricopa Water District, we share storage space in Lake Pleasant. And there are times they actually have a turnout up a little further upstream in the canal, and often they will take their deliveries directly. They have water in the lake in their storage account, but they'll actually take water directly out of the CAP canal. And then on paper, we account the water and move it between accounts. And so that makes it so we don't have to pump as much water up into the lake. And so it also benefits in savings for energy. But then there are times for maintenance and other reasons that we will water up that Beardsley Canal right there at Carefree Highway in order to make their deliveries out of the lake.
So that's Lake Pleasant, and you say the old Waddell Dam. That's a pretty interesting story because the original one's still there. You just can't see it unless you're a scuba diver.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's underwater. I haven't been down there myself, but I'm pretty sure it's there.
And looking online, it looks like there's actually people that take you on tours of that. So that'd be pretty neat to explore. I'm not a scuba diver. I'm above water. Like Rosie said, fishing. I'll take something out, but I'm not going in.
Well, I tell you what, given the current news across the Southwest, I have one more thing to be thankful for. That the CAP doesn't get their power from PG&E.
No, but that is changing because the Navajo coal generation plant's going away, which was the primary source at Mark Walmer. And now it's being decommissioned, what, in another month or two?
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Is the water in the CAP going to stop flowing? Are we going to have to get like a bucket line going up that 800 feet?
My kids think that would be fun, but no, we've got other plans.